天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，弓长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个步子。小环在这里很高兴能够在节目中与大家再次相遇，同时也要特别感谢弟兄姐妹们对节目的支持和不断的祷告。愿神能够继续带领，透过这个节目让我们彼此都能够有大大的得着。从今天开始呢，我们将有一个新的系列的学习，叫做十架七言，也就是主耶稣基督在十字架上所说的七个重要的宣言。那么第一个宣言是什么呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，就让我们预备心，把接下来的时间交给麦克牧师和安详吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you tuned in to this new series of messages.
我们很高兴你能收听这个新的系列信息。
And this series of messages comes from the seven words that Jesus uttered on the cross.
这个系列信息是根据耶稣的十架七言而写成的。
There is a famous movie that is showing around the world called The Passion of Christ.
耶稣受难记是在全球上映的一部大片。
And we see Jesus in that film uttering all those seven words.
在影片中，我们看到主耶稣发表七言的整个过程。
And today I want to begin by talking to you about a power that is not too well known to too many people.
今天我想在开始的时候跟你谈谈不为众人所熟知的一种能力。
I am talking about the power of forgiveness.
我想说的就是宽恕的大能。
And the first words on the cross that are recorded are an exercise of that power of forgiveness.
人们所记录下来的十架七言的第一句话就是这宽恕大能的一个彰显。
In Luke 23:34,
在路加福音二十三章三十四节中讲到，
It says, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Dr. Luke, the historian, was intrigued by Jesus' willingness to forgive.
身为历史学家的路加医生，被主耶稣这种宽恕的意愿所打动了。
Forgiveness was not a mark of strength in his Gentile culture.
宽恕在路加所处的外邦人文化中是一种无能的表现。
But 700 years earlier, the prophet Isaiah had prophesied that the Messiah would intercede for his murderers.
但早在700年以前，先知以赛亚就已经预言了弥赛亚会为杀害他的人代求。
Isaiah said he bore the sin of many.
以赛亚说，他却担当多人的罪。
He would plead in prayer on behalf of sinners.
又为罪犯代求。
He would use his special relationship with his father to forgive his haters.
他会借着与父神特殊的关系来原谅恨他的人。
And Jesus used the word Abba.
耶稣用了阿巴父这个称呼，
which had never been used before by anyone to address God.
在这之前，从来没有人这样称呼过神。
It is a word that indicates intimacy.
这是一个很亲密的称呼。
It is a word of home and heart.
这是家人的称呼，是发自心底的呼声。
It's a word of kinship between child and father.
这称呼表现出父与子的血脉之亲。
Certainly we can pray for anyone and be sure that God hears us.
当然我们也能为他人祷告，神肯定也会垂听。
But I want you to see the uniqueness of Christ in these last words from the cross.
但是我想请你留心基督十架七言的独特性。
Jesus did not pray the usual prayers of a dying man.
耶稣的祷告并不像一个临终的人通常所说的那样。
Whenever anyone is standing between time and eternity, he thinks first of his own forgiveness by God.
任何人当他面临生死关头的时候，首先想到的就是求神饶恕他自己。
But Jesus did not say, Father, forgive me.
而耶稣却没有说，父啊，赦免我。
No.
没有。
Our Lord did not ask for personal forgiveness.
我们的主没有祈求神赦免他。
No.
没有。
For the scripture said, he was tempted as we are, but without sin.
因为经文中说，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Jesus could have prayed that God would take him quickly, but he did not.
耶稣可以祷告求神带他快速离世，但他没有这么做。
Jesus did not pray, Father, avenge me.
耶稣也没有祷告说，父啊，为我伸冤。
If there was ever injustice done anywhere in the world, it was done on that day.
如果这世上真有任何不公正的事存在的话，它就发生在那一天。
My listening friend, please listen to what I'm going to ask you.
亲爱的朋友，请留意听我所要讲的。
Do you feel that you are being treated unfairly by others?
你是否觉得自己受到了别人不公正的对待呢？
Then think with me on this.
那么，请和我一起来思考。
The very God in the flesh who created all the iron in the world was nailed to a cross with iron nails.
这位道成肉身的真神，他创造了世上所有的铁，却被铁钉钉在了十字架上。
The very God in the flesh who created all the roses in the world was crowned with thorns.
这位道成肉身的真神，他创造了世上所有的玫瑰，却被戴上了荆棘的冠冕。
The very God in the flesh who created all the wood in the world was nailed to a wooden cross.
这位道成肉身的真神，他创造了世上所有的树木，却被钉在了木头的十字架上。
And you talk about injustice?
而你还想谈论不公正吗？
You talk about what is fair and what is unfair?
你还想谈论什么是公平，什么是不公平吗？
You talk about his right to ask to be avenged?
你还想谈论耶稣要求伸冤的权利吗？
He had at his disposal untold numbers of invisible spiritual powers.
他有无数的肉眼不能看见的，而且是可任意支配的超自然的势力。
He could have called upon them to avenge him.
他可以使用这些势力来伸冤。
But no, he didn't pray that.
但他没有这么祈求。
He prayed, Father, forgive them.
他祈求说，父啊，赦免他们。
The word forgive means send away from them the punishment for the wrong they have done.
赦免这个词是指免除人们因过犯而应得的惩罚。
Our Lord Jesus Christ here exercised what is within his power alone.
我们的主耶稣基督在这里运用了只有他才有的权柄。
For even his enemies said, only God can forgive sins.
甚至他的敌人也说，只有神才能赦免罪。
They nailed him to the cross because he used his ability to forgive human sins.
他们之所以能将他钉在十字架上，是因为他运用了他的大能饶恕人类的罪。
What does this say to you and me, my listening friend?
亲爱的朋友，这段信息告诉你我什么呢？
First,
首先，
his prayer for forgiveness ought to give us confidence that our sins can be forgiven.
主赦罪的祷告应该给我们有信心，我们的罪是可以被赦免的。
If God could forgive the cold hearts of the Roman soldiers who nailed him,
如果神能够赦免那些钉他十字架无情的罗马兵丁，
If God could forgive the sadistic crowd that mocked him,
如果神能赦免那些嘲笑主耶稣冷酷无情的群众，
If God could forgive all of these, then no one can say, God can't forgive me.
如果神可以赦免所有这些人的罪，那么就没有一个人能说神不能原谅我。
Some of you may say, I have murdered people with my loose tongue.
有人可能会说，我因放纵口舌，已经用言语杀了人。
God could not forgive me.
神不会原谅我的。
I have committed adultery against the tenderest vows that a man or a woman could make.
我已经犯了奸淫罪，背叛了曾向某个男人或某个女人立下的忠贞誓言。
God could not forgive me.
神不会原谅我的。
I have been dishonest in my business and stolen from others.
我做生意不老实，偷了别人的钱。
God could not forgive me.
神不会原谅我的。
I have hated with pure hatred and viciousness. God could not forgive me.
我心怀恶意和仇恨，神不会原谅我的。
I have cursed God and doubted Him and His power. God cannot forgive me.
我曾咒诅神，并怀疑过他的大能，神不会原谅我的。
Listen, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，请注意。
If Jesus could pray for those who were on the outer limits of sin, He can forgive you and me.
如果耶稣能够为那些罪大恶极的人来祷告，那么他肯定能原谅你和我。
For Jesus came from heaven so that he may end the vicious cycle of hate and sin.
因为耶稣从高天降下，他能够终止罪恶和仇恨的恶性循环。
Jesus hanging on the cross was a magnet that drew all the hate and anger of the world to himself.
耶稣被挂在十字架上，就像一块磁铁，将这个世界所有的仇恨和愤怒都吸到了他自己身上。
And God said, "That's where anger, hurt, hate, unforgiveness, and bitterness end."
神说，十字架是所有愤怒、伤害、仇恨、不肯饶恕和苦读终结的地方。
And that must be the response of all those who follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
这也是所有跟随主耶稣基督的人应该有的心态。
I want to tell you a story.
我想跟你说一个故事。
It's a little long, but I want you to concentrate with me.
故事稍微长一点，我希望你能专心的听。
It is a story about a young pilot by the name of Jacob DeShazer.
这个故事的主人公是一位年轻的飞行员，名叫雅各·戴沙泽。
He flew on the first raid over Tokyo in World War II.
他在二战中执行突袭东京的飞行任务。
He was shot down, but he survived and was captured.
他的飞机被击落，虽然他活了下来，还是被抓住了。
He was sent to a Japanese prison and was tortured regularly.
他被囚在日本人的监牢里，常常受酷刑拷问。
And there he developed an unbelievably intense hatred for the Japanese.
因此他对日本人怀有不可思议的强烈的仇恨。
He lived and dreamed with only one thought, to kill his tormentors.
他活着唯一的梦想就是要杀掉这些折磨他的人。
He hated them with perfect hate.
他恨他们到了极致。
And then one day he found a copy of the New Testament.
有一天他找到了一本新约圣经。
He opened it and read these very words from the lips of Jesus.
他打开书，看到从耶稣口中所发出的话语。
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
And Jacob the Shazer became a new man, and his heart was changed.
雅各·戴沙泽从此成为一个新人，他的心被改变了。
His heart used to be filled with hate.
他的心曾充满了仇恨。
But now his heart was filled with love.
但现在他的心里满是爱意。
So after the war, he became a Christian missionary to the people of Japan.
战争结束以后，他成为一个向日本人传福音的宣教士。
He wrote his story, the story of himself as a Japanese war prisoner.
他写出了自己的故事，讲述他作为一个日本战俘的经历。
One day, that pamphlet was handed to a Japanese man in a train station.
有一天，这本小册子在火车站被送到一个日本人手中。
This man's name was Fuchita.
这个人的名字叫富田。
Captain Fuchita led the attack on Pearl Harbor against Jacob's country.
富田上校领导了对珍珠港的偷袭，这袭击是针对雅各的祖国的。
His attack killed many, many men.
他的偷袭杀害了许许多多的人。
Captain Fuchita was a national hero in Japan.
富田上校在日本成了一个民族英雄。
But after the defeat, he was a disillusioned man.
但是战败后，他醒觉了。
He dreamed of a world without war, and it seemed totally impossible.
他梦想着一个没有战争的世界。这似乎是完全没有可能的。
Then that day in the train station, he opened the pamphlet and he read the story of Jacob the Chaser.
那天他在火车站上打开了小册子，看到了雅各戴沙泽的故事。
He read of a man whose heart was changed by the power of the gospel.
他看到了一个人的心被福音的大能所改变。
He read the words of Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
他看到了耶稣的话语，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Right then, Captain Fuchita was transformed by the power of Jesus Christ.
就在那一刻，富田上校被耶稣基督的大能彻底的改变了。
He began to share the gospel with his own people.
他开始与自己的同胞分享福音。
He preached the gospel of Jesus Christ to groups of thousands in his own small town.
他在自己家乡的小镇对成千上万的人讲述耶稣基督的福音。
My listening friend, that is the power of forgiveness.
我亲爱的朋友，这就是饶恕的大能。
When Jesus said, "Forgive them," he interceded for all people.
当耶稣说赦免他们，他是在为所有的人代求。
His forgiveness included the Roman soldiers.
他的赦免包括了罗马的士兵。
It included all of his enemies.
包括了他所有的敌人。
His forgiveness included the jeering mob.
他的赦免也包括那些嘲笑他的无情群众。
There is no limit to the circle that Jesus' prayer included.
耶稣的代求所包含的范围没有穷尽。
And today I want to tell you, my listening friend, that his forgiveness includes you and me.
亲爱的朋友，今天我想告诉你的是，他的赦免也包括了你和我。
Some of you may be saying, wait just a minute. What do you mean they did not know what they were doing?
你们当中有些人可能会说，等一下，你在说什么？他们所做的，难道他们不晓得吗？
Judas knew that he was betraying his best friend.
犹大知道他在出卖他最好的朋友。
Caiaphas knew that he had bribed liars to testify against Jesus.
大祭司该亚法知道他贿赂了说谎者，做假见证陷害耶稣。
The mob knew that they were screaming at a righteous man.
冷酷的群众也知道他们在嘲笑一个公义的人。
They knew what they were doing.
他们知道自己在做什么。
But here's what Jesus meant.
但是耶稣在这里所说的真正的含义是
On the deepest level, they did not know what they were doing.
从一个最深的层面来看，他们并不知道自己在做什么。
They did not understand the enormity of what they were doing.
他们不明白他们做的造成的影响有多广泛。
They did not understand the significance of what they were doing.
他们不明白他们所做的事情后果有多重大。
They did not know that the torturous cross was going to become a sign of peace and victory.
他们不明白痛苦的十字架将要成为一个和平与得胜的标记。
They did not know that this horrible event was going to transform millions of lives around the world.
他们也不明白这个可怕的事件将改变世上成千上万的生命。
They did not know what they were doing.
他们所做的，他们不晓得。
But the other thing I want to tell you about this statement is this.
还有我想告诉你这句话另一方面的意义。
In forgiving his killers, Jesus was practicing his preaching.
耶稣赦免杀害他的人是在实践他自己的教导。
For Jesus said, forgive those who sin against you, and then he got up on the cross and did it.
因为耶稣说过要饶恕得罪你的人，然后他走上了十字架，做到了他所说的。
If our Lord had only taught forgiveness,
如果我们的主仅仅是教导饶恕，
then he got up on the cross and cursed. All of his teaching would have been forgotten by now.
然后走上十字架去咒诅，那么他所有的教导到今天会被遗忘。
Our Lord lived as good as he preached.
我们的主言行一致。
What Jesus did on the cross was the beginning of what he has been doing ever since.
他在十字架上所做的只是一个开始。
For now, he is making intercession for the believers.
直到如今，他仍在为所有的信徒代求。
Right now, he is our advocate with the Father.
直到如今，他都是我们和父神之间的中保。
Right now, he is still forgiving again and again.
直到今天，他仍然不断地在饶恕我们。
My friend, let me ask you this.
亲爱的朋友，让我来问你。
What about your forgiving spirit?
你有饶恕的心吗？
Men sometimes think that forgiveness makes them cowards.
男人有时认为饶恕是懦夫的表现。
Women sometimes think that forgiveness makes them weak.
女人有时认为饶恕让他们显得软弱。
But that's not true.
但这不是事实。
Forgiving gives you power that is indescribable.
饶恕可以给你难以描述的力量。
Forgiveness gives you freedom that is truly liberating.
饶恕给你真正的释放和自由。
My listening friend, when you refuse to forgive someone,
我亲爱的朋友，当你拒绝饶恕某人，
You become a slave to the person you refuse to forgive.
你就成为这人的奴隶。
Some people may say,
有人可能会说，
I forgive, but I'll never forget.
我可以饶恕，但我不能忘记。
That is understandable because we cannot erase the memory overnight.
这可以理解，我们不可能一夜之间抹掉记忆。
But God can.
但是神可以。
When God said, I forgive and forget, it does not mean that he is going to have a case of amnesia.
当神说我饶恕并忘记，这并不是说神得了健忘症。
It means that he will not hold sin against us.
这意味着他不再纪念我们的过犯。
It means that he will not avenge and accuse.
这意味着他不按我们应得的来报应和责难我们。
So, my listening friend, the way to begin to be liberated is this.
所以，我亲爱的朋友，要得到这种释放。
Practice the power of forgiveness on a regular basis.
就要经常实践饶恕。
And the way to do that is to pray for the person whom you hate.
以及为你所恨的人祷告。
And if you still can't forgive them, ask God to forgive them through you.
如果你仍然不能原谅他们，那么就求神帮助你，让他通过你来饶恕他们。
But if you are a person who has never experienced the forgiveness of God,
如果你是一个从未经历过神饶恕大能的人，
you can do that today.
你今天就可以经历。
If you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Father, forgive me for Jesus' sake.
只要你来到主耶稣基督面前说，父啊， 因耶稣的缘故饶恕我。
He will immediately forgive you.
他将立刻赦免你。
For the sake of him who said, Father, forgive them.
因耶稣曾说过，父啊，赦免他们。
And then write to us and tell us about your experience of forgiveness.
最后，请写信告诉我们你是如何经历神的饶恕的。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福于你，下次节目再会。
感谢大家收听今天的节目。的确，原谅一个人是非常困难的，尤其是那些我们认为不可爱的人。但是，若我们能够常常的仰望十字架上的爱，就没有任何事比主耶稣基督原谅我们的罪更重要的了。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
星星就